Welcome to Braves Field in Boston, for the game between the New York Giants and the Boston Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jack Lorke. Batting second. The left fielder, Whitey Lockman. Batting third. The third baseman, Sid Gordon. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Johnny Mize. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Willard Marshall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Buddy Kerr. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Clint Hartung. Pitching for the New York Giants, Clint Hartung. For the Boston Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Eddie Stanky. Batting second. The shortstop, Al Dark. Batting third. The first baseman, Earl Torgerson. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Reiser. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Tommy Holmes. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Marv Rickard. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Sokold. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Voisel. Pitching for the Boston Braves, Bill Voisel. And now, play ball. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stanky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Giants. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reiser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mize moves to second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stanky moves to second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field. Marshall picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Marshall. Stanky scores. Dark goes all the way around to score. Torgerson moves to second. It's Giants, 2, Braves, 2. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Cooper for a passed ball. Torgerson moves to third. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell takes first base on ball 4. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Torgerson scores. Russell moves to second. It's 3-2, Braves. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Russell moves to third. One out. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Russell scores. Reiser moves to second. It's 4-2, Braves. Red Webb now pitching. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reiser scores. Rickert moves to second. It's 5-2, Braves. Bill Voisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voisel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Webb fields it, throws to third for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Voisel fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants 2. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lorke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Dark takes first base on ball 4. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lorke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Dark moves to second. Two outs. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Russell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 0-for-1 in the game. Lorke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stanky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lockman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gordon hits a pop-up, foul, towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mize hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lockman moves to third. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Thompson takes first base on ball 4. Mize moves to second. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a fly ball into left field. Rickert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants 2. The Braves will come to bat. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reiser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lorke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-1 in the game. Holmes hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Rickard takes first base on ball 4. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sokold hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Webb fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants 2. The Giants will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Voisel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Red Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell who is chasing the ball. Webb reaches third base with a triple. Kerr goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Braves. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 0-for-2 in the game. Lorke hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Webb scores. Two outs. It's 5-4, Braves. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Lockman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants 4. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Voisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Voisel is 0-for-1 in the game. Voisel strikes out. One out. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Stanky hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Webb fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dark. The throw from Cooper and he is out, Kerr applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Braves 5, and the Giants 4. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Gordon hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Giants, 5, Braves, 5. Bobby Hoag now pitching. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Mize takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-2 in the game. Marshall hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 5. The Braves will come to bat. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Torgerson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Torgerson moves to second. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Russell hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reiser hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Webb fields it and throws to first for the out. Torgerson moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0 for 2 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 5. The Giants will come to bat. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper is hit by the pitch. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Kerr strikes out. One out. Red Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reiser fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Braves 5. The Braves will come to bat. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rickard hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lockman. Rickard reaches second base with a double. Bill Sokold is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sokold is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sokold takes first base on ball 4. Sibby Sisti pinch runs for Bill Sokold. Bobby Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Webb fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rickard moves to third. Sisti moves to second. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanky hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr fields it and throws to home to get Rickard. Sisti moves to third. Hoag moves to second. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Dark hits a fly ball into right field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sisti scores. Two outs. It's 6-5, Braves. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Cooper for a passed ball. Hoag moves to third. Stanky moves to second. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Webb fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hoag scores. Stanky moves to third. It's 7-5, Braves. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Russell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stanky scores. Torgerson moves to third. It's 8-5, Braves. Dave Coslow now pitching. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reiser hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Torgerson scores. Russell moves to third. It's 9-5, Braves. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-3 in the game. Holmes hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Phil Massey now catching. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 0-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lorke hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hoag fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got three RBIs. Gordon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 2-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Mize hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gordon moves to third. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Rickard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Giants 5. The Braves will come to bat. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 2-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Hoag is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoag is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hoag bunts towards the mound. Coslow fields it and throws to first for the out. Massey moves to second. Two outs. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stanky takes first base on ball 4. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Dark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Giants 5. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-3 in the game. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cooper hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 9-7, Braves. Buddy Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mueller pinch hits for Dave Coslow. Don Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rickard. Mueller reaches second base with a double. Nels Potter now pitching. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 0-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lorke hits a fly ball into right field. Holmes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mueller moves to third. Two outs. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2-4 in the game, with two singles. Lockman takes first base on ball 4. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Gordon hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rickard. Gordon reaches second base with a double. Mueller scores. Lockman moves to third. It's 9-8, Braves. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. Mize takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Giants 8. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Bierman now pitching. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Torgerson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lorke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Russell hits a fly ball into left field. Lockman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Reiser is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 9, and the Giants 8. The Giants will come to bat. Willard Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Marshall takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Ron pinch runs for Willard Marshall. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Cooper strikes out. One out. Augie Gallen pinch hits for Buddy Kerr. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen takes first base on ball 4. Ron moves to second. Pete Milne pinch hits for Hank Bierman. Pete Milne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milne hits a pop-up towards third. Reiser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Lorke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lorke is 0-for-5 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lorke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron scores. Gallen moves to third. It's Giants, 9, Braves, 9. Whitey Lockman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockman is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Lockman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stanky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Braves 9. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Rigney now playing shortstop. Augie Gallen now playing right field. Sheldon Jones now pitching. Tommy Holmes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holmes is 0-for-4 in the game. Holmes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lorke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marv Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Rickard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lorke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Massey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Massey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Massey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lorke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 9, and the Braves 9. The Giants will come to bat. Sid Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 4 for 5 in the game, with a single, a double, and two home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Gordon strikes out. One out. Johnny Mize is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mize is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles and 2 walks. Mize is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Thompson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Ricker chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Stanky. Stanky fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Stanky. Thompson goes all the way around to score. Rigney moves to third. It's 10-9, Giants. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 2 RBIs. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Giants 10, and the Braves 9. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Stanky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanky is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Stanky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Rigney. Earl Torgerson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torgerson is 3 for 5 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Torgerson hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Russell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 10, and Boston Braves, 9. Goodbye from Braves Field in Boston.